to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadmiller, yours truly, Hisham Tilawi. We're talking about 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. It is an old story that will be with us for a long time to come. It will be with us after we are gone. And it's extremely important that we get to the bottom of what really happened on 9/11. It is extremely important that we ask for an independent investigation of what happened on 9/11, because it will answer a lot of questions that you might have now about the affairs of the country, about the war in Iraq, what is happening in the Middle East, what is happening at the gas pump, what is happening to your investment, what is happening to our society. Are we being programmed for the next phase? Can we do anything to change the events of the next phase? Do we even know what's in store for us? We're talking about a story that was reported, by the way, way back in 2001. It was reported, as a matter of fact, the first day on September 11, 2001, with five Middle Eastern-looking guys dancing on the other side in New Jersey, across the water from the towers. Filming, taking pictures, and giving each other high fives as if they have accomplished something. The news media carried the story as five Middle Eastern dancing, and right away, most people thought they have to be Arabs. But it turned out that they were Israelis, not Arabs. Now, they call themselves Middle Eastern, okay, because Israel happened to be in the Middle East, but they were not Arabs. They were Israelis. So what is the connection between Israel, 9/11, Iraq, and the war? And we are speaking now with Mark from Idaho, who has few things that he had mentioned in the last hour. But we'll go ahead and catch it from where he ended. And also, we welcome all your phone calls. I want to hear from you. I want to know, what do you think? What do you think of what is happening and what needs to happen? You can call us at 800-313-9443. When we come back from the break, we will be speaking with Mark from Idaho about this same subject. So hang in there. Call us, and we will put you on whatever you want to say, whatever your opinion is. We will be back in a few.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hisham Tilawi, sitting in today for John Stadtmiller, who's still a little bit under the weather. And with us is Mark Glynn, reporter for American Free Press, who is weighing in on this story. He had written articles on this story. It is not an old story. Mark, it's not an old story, but what makes it new? I mean, it is an old story. What makes it new today?
Well, I guess the thing that separates this story from all of the other things that the Jewish lobby lumps in with just your usual conspiracy theories is that this individual, Christopher Ketchum, he actually interviewed top-level operatives and analysts within virtually every branch of the intelligence community, whether it was the CIA, the FBI, Secret Service, DEA. And so, you know, he actually got in there, and rather than just looking at the events on the surface, he got in there and started talking to people. And the things that he found out in talking with these people, and these are professional people, okay, they are in the business of hunting down America's enemies. So the most extraordinary thing about this is that here we have it basically from the horse's mouth. And one of the things, too, that I think is very striking is one of the things that he mentions in his story is how the orders to squash this investigation came all the way from the White House.
Well, how do they feel about it, Mark? How do these officials or former officials that he interviewed, how do they feel about it?
Well, naturally, they were outraged. I mean, I'm reminded of a passage in a book that was written by two investigative journalists, Andrew and Leslie Coburn, entitled Dangerously Liaisons, and it's talking about the Israeli-American relationship. And one of the things that they cite in their book is how FBI officials back in the 70s were forced to sit and watch as nuclear material in the United States was being loaded onto a ship bound for Haifa, and there was nothing that they could do to stop it, even though it was patently illegal. There was nothing that they could do to stop it because the boxes in which this nuclear material was being transferred were marked diplomatic material, so by law they weren't allowed to do anything with it. And also because they had been told by their superiors that they were not allowed to do anything. So these people who had been quoted in this recent article by Christopher Ketchum, they're outraged. I mean, we have to keep this in mind, that the bulk of our law enforcement community in this country, they are patriotic, loyal Americans. They have families. They want to see their country not just survive but prosper. And so for them to be in possess this kind of information, treason at the highest levels, the most serious attack on American soil in America's history, and that they're not allowed to do anything about it, but instead they're supposed to be this wild goose chase, chasing people down like Sami Al-Aryan and other people who are innocent, obviously it has to be a very frustrating thing for them.
You know, what's frustrating me, Mark, is what can we do about it? I mean, if these people in power who can do something about it, they're not doing something about it. And I'm not talking about the president. I'm not talking about the cabinet. I'm not talking about the Congress. I'm talking about the bureaucrats in government, why they are not coming out. But you know what? On the other hand, even if they want to come out, what are they going to come out on? Fox, they're not going to put them on. ABC, they're not going to do it. CNN, they're not going to do it. So what's the answer?
Well,
is there an answer?
Well, I think that there is. First of all, we are doing what has to be done. Okay, we are letting these individuals know that there is a bigger support base out here than they realize. When they realize that there are enough of us out here who are willing to back them up, then I think they will come forward. I mean, after all, these people, let's face it, what you and I, the information that you and I have been able to compile and the conclusions that we have been able to draw from them, I guarantee you it is nothing compared to the information that these people have.
Okay, Mark, there was a poll on the Internet about George Bush and how people think of him, and over 80% saying that he is a lousy president who basically took the country to war based on false pretenses. And so if 80% of the country don't agree, but nothing is happening, so even if, you know, people know, but they're not doing anything, what are the options out there for people to take the country back? Or is this the country, or is this the country that we want it to be, where a dictatorship, it doesn't matter even if Bush goes, the policy will still hanging there? So what are the options? You know, the question, I guess, is, did the Russian people have an option before the Communist Party kind of took over 100%? Because when the Communist Party first came out, it was democratic. You know, Rome was democratic. So what are the options? Do you see, if the people know, I mean, 80% of them don't agree with the war, but what is happening? What is the options that are out there for people?
Well, first of all, this 80%, if we were to believe that this is an accurate number, we have to look who's getting blamed for it, okay? It's not the Israeli lobby. It is George Bush and the neocons, the Republicans, the conservatives, okay? So all that they're doing, you know, the people who put these polls together, is that they are steering the dissent in a safe area. The only thing that we can do is to educate people about what is really going on behind the scenes. It's not Bush and the Republicans. It's not whoever and the Democrats. is the Jewish lobby. It is the
you
Zionist.
See, okay, I disagree with you with taking the George Bush and other cronies up there out of the formula, because they are, you know, don't tell me that the Jewish lobby is putting guns to these people's heads and saying, do it.
If that's the case,
then we need to liberate our own government from these people, but that's not the case.
Well, I understand. You are exactly right. I believe that they are putting a gun to the heads of our leaders. Okay, let's face it. 434 members of Congress, you think that they don't have the kind of access to the kind of information that you and I are discussing right now? They know this.
Okay.
I think that what we're dealing with Israel, Moshe Dayan, who was Minister of Defense for Israel for many years, he once was remarked saying that Israel has to be like a mad dog, which means that she's too wild and too dangerous to deal with. Now, this is the truth. Israel is a mad dog. She is the only country in the history of mankind who has a standing military doctrine that if she's going to go down, that she would take the entire world down with her.
Okay.
Now, we know Israel has the capability of doing this, and I'm
now,
sure that this threat has been made against every president since JFK.
Okay. Yes. Now, we are letting, it's just like you let someone come to your house and destroy it and take your children away, and you're saying, I can't do anything about it. These are leaders in Congress and our leaders in the White House. I understand the influence, the political influence that the Israel lobby is putting on our leaders. But why would they let the whole House go just so they can remain in the leadership? You know, why are we just blaming, you know, the Israelis will do what the Israelis have to do for their own benefits? Now, most of these people in Congress, they're not Israelis. Why are they letting the influence of a few control them? That's my point. My point is, why aren't they doing anything about it?
Well, I think that you are working from a mistaken assumption that these elected members are people like you and me. Okay, now there may be a few in there who have led honest lives and who have, you know, tried to be decent citizens. But most of these people, I would say, are compromised in some fashion. There are financial scandals that they are afraid of. There are personal scandals that they are afraid of. So, and not to mention the fact, you know, power is very addictive. It's very corrupting. And so these people get into this position.
Nothing should come before the country.
I agree.
I don't care what financial scandals they have. I don't care what kind of sexual scandals they have. I don't care what they have on all these congressmen. We're not talking about a congressman taking a fall. We're talking about a country taking a fall. We're talking about the whole country taking a fall.
I understand that. But you know what? When the communists took over in Russia, okay, you had people such as the lawyers who helped bring them to power. Now, these lawyers were not stupid. They knew what the communists were about, and yet they did it anyway. Of course, in the end, they wound up being at the top of the list of people who were liquidated when the communists did take over. But the fact of the matter is that they were so greedy and so ambitious for power that they didn't think about the long-term consequences. They buy into this notion, just as a lot of us do, that, oh, it's not going to happen to me. That's something that happens to somebody else. And so these men in our government, you know, they may speak with a very friendly country twine in their voice, but these people are monsters. They know what happened on 9/11. They have done nothing about it. They have deliberately allowed over 3,000 American sons and daughters to be slaughtered over there for the benefit of a country that has attacked us not just once, but on several occasions.
So you are telling me we have a problem at the ballot box? Because
yes.
apparently our votes, when we vote, you know, people voted these people in. So we have a problem at the ballot box. And I want to talk about this one with you when we come back from the break. And also, I want you to tell me, General Petraeus in Baghdad today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. I understand we have other callers to weigh in on this, but Mark, if you can just hang in there for me. I want to... he cut off?
No, I'm here.
Oh, Mark is in. What about Vince? Is Vince still on? Okay. General Petraeus, a few weeks back, he was begging for more troops so he can take care of the problem there in Iraq. And now, today, he's announcing, only a couple of weeks after we sent the troops over there, he's announcing that there is no military solution. What do you read in that?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. I think that, how many generals have come and gone since this Iraq debacle started? I mean, these guys get in there, and they find out that they're in the middle of an impossible situation, and they cannot win. So him saying this, I think that he's just being realistic. He says that we can't do it. It's not just Iraq, too. I mean, you mentioned this earlier, Hisham. What we see here is what has begun as a civil war in Iraq is going to spread throughout the entire region if it's not stopped. Okay, so I think that he is just being realistic. He's a military man, and generally military men are more realistic when it comes to war than politicians are. Now, as far as your earlier question about the ballot box, the problem in this country is that you have a population of people who refuse to look at the facts and who refuse to think rationally about this. How many people, despite what the polls tell us, how many people are out there waving their flags, putting bumper stickers on their car that say, God bless America? You know, I mean, I run into them every day. They don't want to be tarred with the same kind of, dispersions that took place back during the Vietnam era, where people who protested against war, it's a very ugly image of the war. So they are willing to believe the unbelievable in the face of all of this contrary evidence. So the problem is that we have a population of people who are very comfortable with the way things are. They don't have a problem with politics in the bigger sense. We're in the middle of a war, but as far as they're concerned, we're winning.
Mark, you're assuming. By the way, Vince, call us back. You just got dropped off the line there somehow, so call us back, Vince. Mark, we're assuming that the average American citizen out there really listens to, you know, even the news media that is influenced heavily to look at the war in a positive way and kind of cover up the stories and cover up exactly what is happening, you know, but the majority of the American people don't even listen to the news. The majority of them, and a lot of these voters, they don't even know anything of this stuff that you and I talk about, and a lot of these subjects that are covered on RBN and, other alternative news media. So they're not getting this. I really don't think that I'm really, I don't want to be optimistic. I'm not optimistic about the future. We are in a big mess, that there is no solution, and even if we leave Iraq now, would we be considered as a defeated country if we leave Iraq? Is there a formula? How do you define defeat? Would we be defeated if we come back?
Yes, there's no question about it. I mean, it is a lose-lose situation. And you are correct. The problem is that people do not care. And the reason that they don't care is because the magic spell continues. And that magic spell is this illusion of prosperity that we enjoy in this country. You see, if suddenly gas goes up to $50 a gallon and a loaf of bread goes up to $10 or $15 and people are hungry and they're cold and they're frustrated and they're angry, then they're going to take an interest in this and they're going to want answers and they're going to want real answers. Unfortunately, this is just an aspect of human nature, that people don't care about things that they perceive do not involve them in a direct way.
And
in this country, the media has done a very good job of making that other world out there of the war in the Middle East and all the rest of that seem like it's something other than what involves America. So,
but that will be too late, though. It'll be too late. There's nothing that you can do once that. There's nothing that anyone can do when that takes place. It'll be way too late. I don't know if it's not too late now, but you know what? I don't really look at it as a defeat, even if we come back. And we don't have to just cut loose and come back overnight. I think there are other formulas out there. We still have the power. We still have the financial power. We still have the political power to actually come up with a different solution for the Middle East, where people can live in peace and harmony, and we will still be the strongest and the superpower in the world, unless there are people out there who really wanted to drag the United States into this big mess, to basically weaken the United States economically, financially, and politically. And so if we know that we are, if you know you're doing something wrong, all you have to do is just stop doing it and recollect your thoughts. Anyhow, Mark, I appreciate your call. And ladies and gentlemen, we will continue after the break with your phone calls and your opinions. So call us, 800 313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real talk show. And as a matter of fact, it looks like I do have some deficiency, structural deficiency in my head. So probably Headache Stay Gone will work. What I like about this Headache Stay Gone is it's a combination of herbs and different natural substances and ingredients. And definitely it's a much better than chemicals, putting chemicals in our bodies. So natural herbs. And by the way, when I first learned English, I used to call them herbs. So like go to a restaurant and order a herb tea. But natural herbs, you can get it at 800-327-0727, or you can go on the internet and get it at headachestaygone.com, headachestaygone.com. I believe we have Vince back from Montana. Go ahead, Vince.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Good show. Boy, I dropped off to listen to you and Mark talk. You're very lucky to have callers as intelligent as him and well-informed.
Well, you are too.
Well, that's yet to be seen. We keep rehashing all the stuff that those of us that have studied the 9/11 event, we keep reconsolidating. validating, and we learn a little bit more, and everything's getting more organized, and we have the advantage of the internet and being able to communicate with each other. With the exception of that broadcast from the BBC that showed the premeditated or the foreknowledge of the World Trade Center 7 falling down, there really hasn't been a whole lot new that hasn't surfaced over the past 5 years. But the one thing I think everybody continues to neglect is that there was a final event on 9/11, and that was those anthrax attacks. You wonder why the press shut up. You wonder why the legislatures shut up, why the congressmen didn't raise more trouble than they did. The effect of those anthrax attacks was to shut up the initial investigation of 9/11. And we know that it was part and parcel of the 9/11 event because Dick Cheney had ordered his staff to get on to Cipro that day. So he had anticipated it. This was one of the prongs of the attack. And it was, I think it was actually the most devastating. One bag of anthrax is very capable of bringing this country to its knees. You can take down the mail system. You can take down the currency system. You can take down the food distribution system. You can take down the industrial shipping system. I mean, you could pretty much return us to the Dark Ages with the sabotage distribution of that anthrax. And that was what they were threatened with. And it
now, you
did
notice
a tremendous job of picking them up.
Vince, you noticed that anthrax attacks have stopped after the 9/11 Commission issued a report. You know, I'm wondering, you know, what happened? You know, where are the anthrax attacks? And also,
well,
you know, you
served their purpose. I mean,
exactly.
They did their job. They were a warning.
Exactly. And you mentioned the BBC report. You know, it's amazing where that reporter was in front of Building 7 actually reporting on Building 7 that it was falling, and it hasn't even started to fall. So, you know, she had a report. Somebody issued a report that Building 7 was actually. So I think she was, like, way ahead of the game on that one. Vince, I appreciate your phone call.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, we go to Barney in Maryland. Go ahead, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
I disagree with those who say we shouldn't fight.
Back we shouldn't what?
We shouldn't fight.
Okay.
Back when I was a boy during the Depression, if two boys got into an argument, the adults would form a circle and let them fight. You didn't have to win, but you had to fight.
Okay.
As a result, I had numerous fights. It has been my experience that when a man says he's going to punch you in the nose, you better try to beat him to the punch. And many conservatives say, don't fight because the one worlders want you to fight. But they want you to fight amongst yourself, not with them.
So, Barney, you ever gotten beat up in those fights?
Oh, yeah, I took a lot of beatings.
But did you, at one time, did you realize in those fights that, you know what, I can't beat him, so let me just get away from the situation? Have you ever done that?
No.
So no. Even if you're going to get your butt kicked, you stayed the course?
I stayed the course, that's right.
Okay,
that's the way it should be. These people are afraid.
Okay, who's fighting and why are we fighting?
Well,
or that doesn't matter. There's a fight, so let's just jump in it.
The one world who openly say they plan on eliminating 95% of the world's population. And my idea is to beat them to the punch.
Who's that?
Ted Turner, Kissinger, Gorbachev, and numerous others have all said.
Okay, Gorbachev is gone. Ted Turner, they kicked him out of CNN, and Kissinger is still around. He's still in the planning phase. He's kind of behind the scene planning. So who are you going to fight?
Well,
we have a fight going on in Iraq. Is that the fight that we need to be in?
No.
Okay.
That's an unconstitutional war. We don't have any right to be there.
Okay. So you said you disagreed with us that we need to fight. Fight who?
We got to fight the one worlders. So they try to, that's their main battle tactic, to keep us divided and fighting among ourselves. And we shouldn't even be fighting those Iraqis over there, because they're fighting our battle. They're fighting against the one-worlders.
So who are these one-worlders? How can we fight them? I mean, they're not like a man standing in front of you where you can punch him. So how are you going to fight them?
Well, all you have to do is get the list of the CFR members. And, of course, in most cases, that includes Trilaters, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome. And you got made the most.
Now, Barney, let me stop you here for a second. You said the CFRs. How many people in the United States do you think know what you just said?
Well, the idea is most of the people in the United States are sheeple. They're not going to fight anyway. But the idea is.
And by the way, that's for the Council on Foreign Relations. But how many people do they even know about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, all these people? How many people in the United States do you think they even know this stuff?
Well, it's a lot more than you think. I tell you what, I've been giving out literature against them for 45 years. I've given out free reports. You ever read them? Where you have all them listed on a chart. I've given out The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot, The Hidden Hand by Mary Davison, and all these books throughout the years telling who our enemy is.
I guarantee you, if I go into downtown Chicago, L.A., Miami, any of major American cities, and I ask people on the streets randomly, do you know what CFR stands for? I guarantee you less than 0.1% will even know what the heck I'm talking about.
Well,
and that's
you take 3 to 5% of the world's population will fight. And that's all you need, because it's less than 100,000 one-worlders in the whole world. The rest of them are just useful idiots. They can't count.
Good point. Appreciate your call, Barney.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. And continue listening to RBN. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, who listen to RBN, I guarantee you know a hell of a lot more than most people in the United States know. And that's the problem. What Barney was talking about, that is the problem. Yes, you know, we need to fight, but the problem is, fight how, fight where, fight who. And that is the problem, is we don't know. And I guarantee you, before the communists took power in Russia, people thought they were under the best system in the world. And people thought that they live in the most democratic country. They were the people. The people were ruling, that there were these people who were ruling them were basically people who were elected by them and truly elected by them. But then as the regime saw fit, they had to switch gears, and basically that this populist vote is not working anymore. So we have to go on and become a dictatorship. And become, now there was not one dictator, it was the party that was the dictator, played in place of the dictatorship, which is the Communist Party, the Politburo, basically is what was ruling, not Russia, but the Soviet Union. And what Barney is talking about, the globalization and the one world order, he is right in there's only less than 1% of the people who are in control and who want this one world order. But things are not going in the right direction for the average American out there. Right now, we are the strongest country in the world. And what I mean by the strongest country in the world, militarily, because we spend a lot of money on the military. We develop weapons way ahead of other countries that we can very much. You see, it's not your firepower. It's what you do after you use your firepower. You know, we took over Iraq in a very short period of time, 2 months, and we had destroyed the Saddam regime, we took over Iraq, and then what? Now we are talking about going to Iran. You know, I'm sure we will not go into Iran like we did with Iraq, because not because we or the powers that are taking us to Iraq, to Iran, did not want to go to Iran, but because we can't do it. We don't have enough people to do the job. As it is right now, you know, we think we only have 150,000 troops. Well, you have to add to it more than that in support services, and also don't forget the mercenaries that we are sending out there. We have more people in these private armies like Black Waters and Khaki. These are private corporations that are sending, they call them security contractors, but they very much have a free hand, and that's part of the reason why the Iraqis don't like us too, because we are sending a private army out there that we are paying for it, by the way. You know, don't think that we have a coalition in Iraq. Why this coalition, supposedly, number one, most of the countries in this coalition, they did not send combat troops, and those who sent combat troops, like England, they basically, the only thing, they only lost 121 people in Iraq. While on the other hand, we lost supposedly 3,100, and I know the correct figure is a lot more than that, is a lot more than that. And forget about the people who just, you know, who died. What about the people who were our own people that we had taken out of their jobs? Remember, most of these people were in the reserves that we sent out there. These people were productive citizens in the country. Since 2003, we have taken the most productive of our citizens and shipped them to war. Number one, they're not productive anymore. Number two, they are costing us a lot of money to prosecute this war, and we are losing this war that we are spending a lot of money on. We're spending about five times on our military, just to show you how much money we are spending on our military. We are spending five times the put the last 15 countries behind us, which is the strongest countries behind us. If you take the last 15 countries, I'm talking about England, I'm talking about France, Russia, I'm talking about the biggest countries. I'm not talking about Mozambique and New Guinea. I'm talking about the big militarized states. We are spending five times the last 15 of them put together. And that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money coming out of your pocket. We are working hard to feed our families, and it is taking a lot more. Some of us having to have like two jobs, not to have the luxury of a new SUV, but just to have the luxury of feeding our children three meals a day, of having a decent home for our children. Forget about the future. Because we can't even afford the future. We can't afford sending our kids to school, to college, because it will cost us a lot more than what we are making right now. This is what is happening in the country. So it's definitely, definitely a plan to drag the United States into this horrible war. So the United States will be weakened. Now, after the fall of the Soviet Union, we became the superpower in the world, and we wanted these people, they kind of planned this a long time ago, that after the Soviet Union, after the Cold War, we need to be the American Empire, and that's why they wrote the project for the new century, the project for the new American century, which is basically to be the dominant power in the world. They kind of put these thoughts and ideas in our politicians' heads a while back. Like George Bush the father, they introduced those ideas to him, and he came out the first one to utter the words the New World Order was George Bush after the 1992 Gulf War. And But he did not go along with their other stuff. So he gave them the New World Order. They used it. He used it. He was the one, first one to say it. But he did not go along with the other plans that the United States needs to be the dominant power in the world and control in the world because we are an empire now. Well, there were a lot of people out there who did not want us to be the world empire. They felt that empires are long gone. We don't want to bring back the history of empires. But this was a long time ago, back in 1992, Richard Perle and few others wrote a defense guidance policy. And in it, basically, they said that after the fall of the Soviet Union, we need to be the dominant power. And after we come back from the break, I will talk about those couple of ideas that basically explains and will make things clear for you of why we went to war against Iraq. We will be right back.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our bodies and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Sitting in today for John Stadtmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. My linguistic advisor just told me that some Americans do say herbs instead of just herb, but most of them say herb, which is the French pronunciation of herbs. And in England, they still call them herbs, but I'll call them herb. When you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. And which is, we were talking about herbs when we talked about Headache Stay Gone and the product, which is, if you have a headache, you probably want to put some natural products, natural material and ingredients in your body. And you can get it at headachestaygone.com. Well, we basically we were today we wanted to see exactly what can we do as people to take care of our country. I came to this country about 29 years ago because it seemed to me, you know, you always hear about the American dream. And definitely, if you work hard, and by the way, I did not cross over a river, or I was not smuggled in on a container or anything. I came in the right way, which is I came in to get an education, decided that I liked the country, and I wanted to raise my children in the country. And I'm glad I did. But now I'm worried about their future. Because, you know, I came in, got an education in civil engineering, and then I went into politics, and I got in a master's in government, political science, and then a PhD in international relations. Started a show about 4 years ago called Current Issues TV, basically because I was not born in this country, I felt we were going to war. Before we went to war against Iraq, I knew knowing Iraq and knowing what happened to Iraq after the first Gulf War, I knew that Iraq could not be a threat to anyone because Iraq lost 500,000 children due to malnutrition. They could not even, due to the embargo that the United Nations placed upon them and was enforced by our Navy, they could not even feed their children. So I knew the garbage that the American people were listening to on mainstream media was not true. So I basically started a little TV show on a public station in Louisiana. And it took off from there. Now we are on, you can catch us on currentissues.tv. It's every Tuesday night at 6:30, every Tuesday at 6:30 Central Time by going to currentissues.tv. Well, I tell you what, I want to thank John Stadtmiller for letting me come on the program tonight, and I don't know if he's going to ask me again, but we will see. Until we see you on Saturday at the Current Issues, 4 o'clock Central on Saturday, this is Hisham Tilawi saying good night, and I am signing off.